Hello, and welcome to the Tech Almighty, exploring the fusion of God, technology, and business, the show where faith meets innovation. I'm Al Ware, your host. Today, we're exploring the significance of building a successful team, not just in skills, but in shared Christian values and self-motivation, reflecting the principles taught in the Bible. Let's dive in. In the world of business, just as in our personal lives, the Bible offers profound wisdom on the importance of shared morals and principles. Consider Ephesians 4:2-3, which instructs us to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This scripture is not just a call to personal virtue, but a blueprint for team dynamics in any setting, including business. Think about it. In everyday terms, when you have a team where each member practices humility, it means egos are set aside for the greater good. Decisions are made not based on who shouts the loudest, but on what is best for the team and the project. Gentleness in this context isn't about being weak. It's about being considerate and respectful in interactions, which can significantly reduce workplace conflicts. Patience is another virtue that's essential in a fast-paced business environment. It's about giving each other the space to grow, learn, and contribute meaningfully. Sometimes the best ideas come from the quietest voice in the room, and patience allows those voices to be heard. Now let's talk about bearing with one another in love. In a business setting, this can be seen as building a culture of support and understanding. It's about creating an environment where team members feel valued, understood, which in turn creates loyalty and dedication. Making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace is about striving for harmony. It's about finding common ground, even in disagreements, and focusing on the shared mission and goals of the company. When a team operates in a spirit of unity and peace, it leads to a more productive, creative, and ultimately successful business. So as you can see, these biblical principles are not just spiritual guidelines. They are practical, actionable strategies for building and nurturing a team that is not only successful in achieving business goals, but also in creating a positive, supportive, and thriving work environment. Now let's dive into the heart of self-motivation. In Proverbs 16:3, which tells us, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. This verse is not just an assurance of divine support. It's a call to action, encouraging us to be proactive and self-motivated in our endeavors. Self-motivation, particularly in a business context, is about taking initiative, much like the characters in the Bible who took bold steps in faith. Think of Noah building the ark, David facing Goliath, or Esther approaching the king. They didn't wait for someone to tell them what to do. They saw a need, had faith, and acted on it. In today's business world, this translates into individuals who don't just wait for instructions, but are consistently looking for ways to improve, innovate, and solve problems. It's about seeing a challenge not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity to learn and grow. Let's make it more relatable. Imagine you're working on a project and you encounter a problem. A self-motivated individual might first pray for guidance, then take the initiative to research solutions, perhaps propose new ideas, or even learn a new skill if necessary. This approach not only solves the problem, but also contributes to personal and professional growth. This kind of self-motivation also means being committed to your work as a form of service, aligning with Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It's about finding purpose and satisfaction in your work, not just for personal gain, but as a way to honor God and make a positive impact in the world. Remember, self-motivation is a journey, not a destination. It's about setting goals, staying focused, and being resilient in the face of challenges, all while trusting that God will guide your path and establish your plans as you commit your work to Him. Here are some real-world examples and success stories. Reflecting on Google's AI research team, we see a biblical principle in action. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. This team's success in AI and machine learning is a testament to the power of collaborative innovation, mirroring the Christian value of unity in diversity and mutual growth. In Amazon's customer service team, we see the embodiment of Galatians 5:13, serve one another humbly in love. Their teamwork and dedication to effectively resolving customer issues reflect the Christian ethos of service and humility, emphasizing the importance of serving others with compassion and diligence. Airbnb's crisis management team showcases adaptability and resilience in the face of adversity, reminiscent of James 1:2 through 4, which talks about facing trials with joy and perseverance. Their ability to pivot strategies during crises like natural disasters or pandemics highlights the Christian virtues of adaptability and faith under pressure. Microsoft's cloud development team, working on Microsoft Azure, illustrates the Christian principle of stewardship of talent and innovation. Their adaptability in technology reflects the biblical call for wisdom and understanding in Proverbs 3:13 through 18, showcasing how embracing change and innovation can be harmonious with Christian values. Last, the collaborative efforts of Shopify's fraud detection team to protect the platform align with the Christian principle of integrity and honesty. As stated in Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them. Their teamwork in engineering, data science, and customer support mirrors the Christian values of safeguarding trust and ethical conduct. When it comes to assembling a team that reflects Christian values and ethics, the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14 through 30 offers a profound blueprint. This parable is about recognizing and nurturing the diverse gifts and abilities in each person, aligning them with moral and ethical values. Now let's break this down into practical steps. Step one, identifying talents and values. Just as the master in the parable gave talents according to each servant's ability, look for individuals whose skills and values align with your organization's mission. This means not only assessing their personal qualifications, but also understanding their personal values and ethics. Ask yourself, do their personal principles resonate with the core Christian values of integrity, service, and stewardship? Step two, interviews as opportunities for discovery. Use the interview process not just to evaluate skills, but to explore candidates' motivations and ethical frameworks. Ask questions that reveal how they have applied their values in real-world situations. For example, can you describe a time when you had to make a difficult decision that tested your ethics? Step three, create a culture of growth and multiplication. The servant who multiplied his talents did so by actively working and investing. Encourage this mindset in your team by creating opportunities for continuous learning, skill development, and ethical decision making. This could be through regular training sessions, mentorship programs, or creating a culture where ethical discussions and reflections are part of the daily workflow. Step four, valuing each contribution. In the parable, each servant received different amounts, but had the same opportunity to multiply what they were given. Similarly, recognize and value the unique contributions of each team member. Celebrate successes, encourage innovative ideas, and create an environment where everyone feels their work is meaningful and aligned with both business objectives and Christian values. Step five, leading by example. As a leader, embody the values you wish to see in your team. Demonstrate commitment, integrity, and a servant leadership style that reflects Christian principles. As in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much will be required. Your leadership is key in setting the tone for the team's culture and work ethic. Remember, building such a team is an ongoing process. It involves continuous nurturing, guidance, and the commitment to uphold and live out the values you cherish, both as an individual and as an organization. As we wrap up our discussion, let's reflect on the vital importance of building a team anchored in Christian morals and self-motivation. This isn't just a strategy for short-term gains, it's a blueprint for long-lasting sustainable success. 1. Cohesion through shared values. A team rooted in Christian morals naturally develops a strong sense of cohesion. Just as the early Christians in Acts 2:44-47 shared everything they had, worked together, and supported one another. A team united in faith and values share a similar bond. This unity isn't just about getting along, it's about a deep-seated commitment to shared goals and mutual respect. 2. Innovation inspired by faith. When we talk about innovation, it's not just technological advancements or novel ideas. It's about a mindset of seeking better ways to serve, contribute, and impact the world positively. The creativity and resourcefulness we admire in biblical figures like Joseph, who innovated to save Egypt from famine, can inspire our teams to think outside the box and approach challenges with a fresh perspective. 3. Resilience in challenges. The resilience of a faith-grounded team is unmatched. Consider how Daniel remained steadfast in his faith despite facing the lion's den. When your team's foundation is built on Christian morals, it can withstand trials and tribulations, emerging stronger and more unified. This resilience is crucial in the ever-evolving and often challenging world of business. 4. Transformation beyond business. Finally, a team grounded in faith has the potential to transform not just your business, but also the lives of its members and those it serves. It's about creating a ripple effect of positive change where business success is coupled with making a meaningful difference in the world, echoing the transformative impact of Christian teachings. Building such a team is an investment in a future where business success and Christian values go hand in hand. It's about creating a legacy that extends beyond profits and productivity into realms of spiritual fulfillment, ethical integrity, and social impact. Remember, the right team grounded in faith doesn't just change your business journey, it has the power to change the world. Thank you for tuning in to Tech Almighty. I'm Al Ware, and it's been a blessing to discuss this critical aspect of team building with a touch of faith. Join me next time for more insights where technology, business, and Christianity converge. Until then, keep striving for excellence in all you do, guided by faith.